Hello, Liam Horan here from Slinuach Careers. We're a career training agency with offices all over Ireland, and we offer a full online service too. We do application forms, CVs, cover letters, interview training, mock interview, all that kind of thing. The biggest proportion of our work is done with people in the education sector, newly qualified teachers looking for first jobs, other teachers looking for a step up the ladder into year ahead, school management positions, deputy principal, principal, all that kind of thing. I want to focus today on a very common scenario for teachers in Ireland at the moment. And this is the case of teachers who went overseas to work. Quite common because many teachers were forced to go overseas as teaching appointments became harder to pin down in the aftermath of the economic crisis or during the economic crisis. And also many people, for personal reasons, wanted to see the world, traveled overseas as well. And so let's just say you're one of those teachers and you're now coming back home. I'm going to create a scenario here of somebody who works in, we'll say, a primary school in London for the past 6 years, working in challenging schools, children from various backgrounds, where drug and alcohol misuse is rampant, behaviour a constant issue in the schools, and this teacher has got on well, has been promoted to do, are selected to do courses on school leadership, and, you know, have been entrusted with responsibility, have built good relationships with parents, and have been highly regarded in the schools they've been in. But now that teacher wants to move back to their home place in rural Ireland, and they're wondering how they might transfer their experience in London back to rural Ireland, to small town Ireland, how they should present that in their CV. And the advice I would give this person is that success is success. So you succeeded in a challenging environment, very different perhaps, though not necessarily totally different, to the environment that you're going to encounter in rural Ireland. So you've got to be positive about that. You have been a successful teacher, full stop. You've got to bring that confidence home with you and that understanding of that a lot of what you did will apply back here as well. So teaching is teaching. It varies from environment to environment, but be positive about the successes you've had, okay? I suppose the thing you got to do is you need to, whilst, you know, outlining the successful outcomes you've achieved over there and being very clear about those in very specific ways in terms of improvement in grades, higher pupil and maybe family engagement in what the school was doing, specific extracurricular events you got involved in, and events where you brought parents into the school, that kind of thing. You've got to put those down on paper. But you've also got to transfer, you know, to the rural Ireland setting. So, for example, in rural Ireland, the issue may be, you know, being involved in extracurricular might be very different. It's a, you know, there may be a football field out the back of the school. You may have an interest in that area. There may be a school choir. You may have an interest in that area. So you got to show, you've got to match the needs of the school you're going for. And that will vary from school to school here within rural Ireland. So you should be amending your CV every time so that it matches the needs of the exact school or matches the reality of the school you're going for, okay? You've also got to talk about the skills you developed in London that will transfer here. So, for example, leadership skills. That played out a certain way in London. It may play out differently here back in Ireland, but it is the same back in rural Ireland, but it is the same skill ultimately, the ability to lead, to take what you learned on courses, to transfer it to the school. You may have experience of, you have experience of working with pupils with behavioural issues. Again, you know, special education needs, all that kind of thing will transfer back here as well. Okay, so identify the attributes you developed in London that will transfer back here. So a quick run through maybe, as I've said, leadership skills, teamwork. For example, in the UK, there's quite an emphasis on team teaching. That's becoming more and more popular back here. So, you know, can you highlight that as well? Is this an innovation you might introduce to a school back here? No harm to suggest it. They may not go for it, but school principals, by and large, will like to see you're thinking about innovations, you're thinking about ways you can improve the teaching and learning in the school. You may also have developed attributes, as I said, about dealing with parents. You may have worked with a parents' council or some sort of a parents' association over there. That will transfer back here as well. So look at the high level things that transfer and get them into your CV. You know, the actual specifics of what you did in London may not match exactly what's needed here, but at some level they do, and that's what you need to highlight, okay? And particularly give prominence to what matches or transfer best. There's a lot more to what you did in London than just managing the challenging behavior you talked about. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you did that will come back here to rural Ireland. So don't blind them with the issues of London, but do blind them with the skills, the attributes you learned that can transfer back here. And an author, I think it was Samuel Johnson, wrote that just because somebody has written a travel book about Germany does not mean they've never been to Glasgow. So just because you've worked in a challenging scenario, in challenging scenarios in London, doesn't mean you can't transfer back to a less challenging but still challenging environment here in rural Ireland. So look for what transfers, get it down on paper, get the high level attributes down there with examples, and think about, this will get heads nodding, or how will this get heads nodding in the schools here in rural Ireland. Okay, I hope you find that useful. Be confident, what you have done is great. You just need to bring that confidence back home and make it work here. And you have the advantage of being from rural Ireland. You know what schools are like back here. You know, you've been in London, not on the moon. So you're able to, or you still have a very good understanding of what's happening here in education in Ireland. Okay, you can contact us on slinu@careers.com or 09495-42965. And as we always say, every job application is about matching the skills and experience you have to the needs of the employer. Keep that in mind. Thank you.